It was a midweek showdown for the Bulldogs and a battle between Bemidji and Tech as they try to keep pace. Plus, Minnesota State continues their surge as well. Those stories and more are coming up on This Week in the WCHA. Don't forget the 2014 WCHA Final Five is coming to Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids, Michigan, March 21st to the 22nd, and ticket packages are on sale now. Get yours at Ticketmaster.com. The 2014 WCHA Final Five is heading to Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids, Michigan, March 21st and 22nd. Join us for the WCHA kickoff event that Thursday, the Final Five Dance Mania contest throughout the tournament, and the championship Saturday events. Ticket packages are priced at $95 or $50 for upper level end seats. For more information on the 2014 WCHA Final Five, please visit WCHA.com. Welcome to This Week in the WCHA. In for Jim Rich, I'm Kevin Falmas. One of the key moments of this past week happened on Wednesday night as Ferris State traveled to Ann Arbor to take on the Michigan Wolverines. Ferris State ranked third in the nation. Michigan ranked fourth. This was a battle of the Titans. For the Bulldogs, they ran their nation's longest running unbeaten streak to 13 with a weekend sweep over Lake Superior State. So that was on the line. And they were down 2-1 late as we pick up the call from Dominic Henning on Ferris State Radio.
Now Babinski picks up behind Nagelvort, the Michigan netminder. High right point to pass to Binkley. Across line, has some meaty shots. They score! Redirected in front, 2-2 the score, 5:38 left in the game.
Brandon Anselmini, the hero, that forces overtime. The Bulldogs do end up losing in the shootout, but that was more or less just practice for Michigan. The Big Ten count shootouts, the WCHA does not, so the nation's longest running unbeaten streak rolls to 14. Here's Ferris State's assistant coach, Dave Sensor.
Said it couldn't have been any more even, probably, and it's number three versus number four, and everyone's watching, and I'm proud of the way the guys came out tonight and represented the university and the community, and you know, hey, they did a good job, and we'll just get back to work and get ready for Saturday, and hopefully we can, you know, put out another great performance Saturday night.
That next test that Sensor speaks of is Saturday in East Lansing as the Bulldogs take on Michigan State. In league play, Ferris State continues to lead the WCHA with a 10-0-2 record. That means they've captured 22 of 24 points in the premier season of the New Look Conference. Number two in the WCHA, Minnesota State. This weekend, they rattled off a pair against Northern Michigan, including a 3-0 shutout on Saturday night. Northern played some stellar defense, but the Mavericks finally broke the seal in the third, and it's senior forward Zach Lurkey who gets the eventual game winner. MSU head coach Mike Hastings is impressed with Lurkey.
Well, no, I mean, I think he was Johnny on the spot there, you know, and he's played a lot of hockey. You know, he played for a real good coach, Mark Carlson, in Cedar Rapids, and it's experience is something you can't buy. It's just something you've got to go through, and he's got a lot of it, and he plays with poise. He doesn't get panicked.
The Mavericks' winning streak runs to five straight, and now they hold a slim one-point lead over Bemidji State in the standings, MSU with 14, BSU with 13. This weekend, the Mavs hit the road for a pair at Alabama-Huntsville. Elsewhere in the conference last weekend, Bemidji State was at Michigan Tech. Friday night ended in a 2-2 tie. Saturday ended up that way as well, thanks to a third-period marker from the Beavers.
Danny Mattson down low, Brandon Harms. Harms tries to stuff it in short side. Shoots, Danny Mattson scores! Copley had no clue where the puck went. It went right up the slot. Beavers tie it up, not quite 6 minutes in.
Brian Schultz with the call on the Beavers radio network. That knots the game at two, and with a scoreless overtime, that means a pair of 2-2 OT results. A key matchup because Bemidji State maintains their spot in third place in the conference, while MTU gains no ground, remains in fourth, still 2 points back with 11. The Beavers now return home to face Alaska, and BSU junior forward Mitch Kane is ready to set the bar high for this weekend.
It'll be tough to get the sweep, but I think that's what we got to hope for, you know? These once you get past the break and start getting closer to playoffs, points are hard to come by, so you always got to take advantage once they're on the table.
They'll be getting an Alaska team that's feeling pretty good about itself. They split the weekend with Anchorage in the Governor's Cup. The Seawolves got the win on Friday by a 3-2 final. But Saturday, it's the Nanooks' turn as they rallied for the win.
They lose it to Basara. Out front, Koenig, he scores! Koenig gives the Nanooks a 5-4 lead! 17-13, time of the go-ahead goal. Their third consecutive goal after trailing 4-2.
5-4 was the eventual final as the Governor's Cup is knotted at a game apiece and ended the Fairbanks' five-game losing streak. Now they'll try and ride that momentum into this weekend's first-ever trip into Bemidji, but head coach Dallas Ferguson wants to be clear, they're not going there to sightsee.
I don't know if we're not going down there for a vacation, you know what I mean? Like we're going to a new destination. I think it'll be, you know, somewhat exciting, I guess, because we haven't played there. But, you know, I think our team's focused enough that we know we got to get points. And, you know, again, they got a nice building down there. They've obviously got off to a good start with their team. So to me, it's about being prepared to play a team that's in the top half of our league right now and where we want to get to.
Michigan Tech will face Bowling Green. The Falcons are coming off a weekend split with Alabama Huntsville. Bowling Green took the first game 3-0, but dropped the rematch 4-3 in overtime as the Chargers scored with 3.4 seconds left in the extra frame. In other matchups this weekend, Northern Michigan will be at North Dakota, Lake Superior State will be at Anchorage. Hey, don't forget the 2014 WCHA Final Five is coming to Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids, Michigan, March 21st to the 22nd. Ticket packages are on sale now. To get yours, log on to Ticketmaster.com. And for more information, check out the league's official website at WCHA.com. That's it for this week. Enjoy your weekend of hockey. And until next time, I'm Kevin Faulness for This Week in the WCHA.